Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go ahead and stretch them forth.
bless you, friends of God. I thank God, and it'll always be a pleasure. I know you'll be like, Lord, Lord, that pastor there. Yeah, let me tell you something. It'll always be a pleasure when saints of God, we come in amidst and commune with the Spirit of the living God. I'm telling you, if you really know what that does to God, you'll just keep coming and just want to keep coming and coming and coming and coming just to make him, my God, put him in a place to where he just pleased with you. I just thank God for each and every one of you, saints of God, and I just God the praise for what he is doing. Listen, before I even go and we're going further in announcements, then I'm going to get out of the way because we have our own Pastor Smith, you know, on Fridays. He bring us back and give us a review. My God, Almighty. So we just sit back and if we miss anything this week, you know, he's going to bring it. So before I even go on and give out some announcements, my God, for what's come up to what's to come and coming up, send a special shout out birthday wish to our own Sister Smith. Amen. We want to send a special birthday shout out to her, Sister Smith. And you probably listen. We thank God for you. And I prophesize that this year is going to be the best year of your life, spiritually and naturally. And also, my God Almighty, thank you. That is in your life is coming to a whole. Amen. And hopefully we'll be able to hear her pretty much by close to the end of the podcast. And if any family on the line like to wish a birthday shout out as well, we're going to make sure we open up the line for you to wish a birthday shout out as well. I just want to take this time for me and the First Lady and the ADM family and say happy birthday. And we thank God for everything that you do. Saints of God, you just don't know. Sister Smith came in. Boy, she was ready to work. They don't took our youth and took them to the next level. And I just thank God for a woman of God that only speaks. Talk the talk, but they walk the walk as well. Amen. It's something when you get people that around you, not only they talk the talk, but they walk the walk. That's something amazing. And we just thank you. And I know God is pleased for everything that you're doing for him in the kingdom. And you just keep pressing, keep going on and on. You're going to see your days just going to keep continuing to improve and to get better and better. Thanks to God. I just thank God for and every one of you for all over the world. Listen to God, you know, my God Almighty, this this storm is out there. Let me help some of you out right quick. My God, especially here in Georgia, I know some of you probably have not been into this and been experienced with this. Well, Pastor Florida, and I've been through several of these things. Let me help some of y'all. As you're looking at the news and you're seeing this cone of uncertainty, and you see this little red dot, and they're predicting with this little red dot where the storm is going to be or where it's going to make landfall. Listen, God, I want you to do something for me. If you're in that cone of uncertainty, you want to make sure you are preparing. Why? Because that red dot, it represents the eye of the storm. It doesn't represent the whole total of the storm. This storm is so massive. Wind, tropical wind gust is reach out by 800 miles. You hear me? It reached out by 800 miles. So that's from the center of the eye. You know, no, from the outside of the eye. Because once you start getting close to the outside of the eye of the little red dot that you see on the news, now you're dealing with the hurricane winds. So what we're talking about? We're talking about wind gusts. Wind gusts that is either between 30 to close to almost 70 miles an hour. It just come out of nowhere. That's just like taking a hammer and beating it on a piece of board or something, you know. And it can get very brutal. And I don't want you to be in a place to where you're caught off guard and just say, well, you know what? Many people don't did that so much when these things come, especially in Florida, back in 2000 when we had three of them back to back. Listen, even tropical storms and different things like many people don't did it, took it for granted. Well, we just going to sit and watch. Saints of God, don't sit around and just watch. Pastor, the Lord been warning of us. Y'all need to make sure we have this in our house, that in your house, making sure you got that. The Lord been warning of us. Amen. I just thank God that, you know, we just not seeking him, talking about a house call and all that, but he keeping our well-being safe. Amen. I want you safe. I want you protected. How God going to protect us? Through instructions. for us to get up, make sure we're taking preparation in our life. He keeps us safe. So I want you to begin to take preparation. Don't be the last one just, you know, lumping around, and that, you know, you're caught. But we have to prepare for, prophet. You know, the number one thing that we need to prepare for is for an outage. Amen? For an outage. These things, when they come, they always, you know, transformers blow, outage, you know, take place, and different things like that. So I want you to begin to prepare for an outage. Amen? What you need. I want you to make sure when you're preparing for an outage, especially things like this, make sure you have water. Make sure you fill your toilet, your tub up with water. Why are you filling your tubs up with water? Well, if you have an outage, you ain't going to be able to use your bathroom. Amen? So now when you use your bathroom, you'll have your tub to help help fulfill the toilet for use the restroom. Amen? We want to make sure we're taking necessary per step. Make sure you got things like your flashlight and things like you could be able, food and different things like that. Things that once take medication. I want you to begin to make sure you prepare and make sure you have different things in your necessary. If it's just at least 3 days, you know, 3 days that you'll be able to sustain and have some food and take in some food. If you have a 3 days outage or something like that, for you could be able to fulfill it, take your medication. Make sure you stock up on fresh water and fresh different things. I won't tell anybody to do what we don't do, but I think, you know, if you're going to drink it, please use a filter or something like that. If you're going to drink city water, amen. But if not, please go and do different things that you could take different steps to purchase. I don't want you to sit just on one, just on the wall and just say, hey, I don't know what to do. Please, amen. Please reach out to your families and friends, or reach out to your church families and friends if you need help. If you really need something that you say, hey, I just need some help, I need some things, water, different things like that. And your family, reach out to each other, and let's make sure, and let's keep each other, my God Almighty, safe. Let's keep each other, because at the end of the day, we are protected. We are protected through wisdom, and we are protected through instruction, and also for preparation. Amen. So I want you to begin to take the necessary steps. My God, don't wait, because if you wait, it's going to be a massive on this weekend. The Lord was showing me earlier this morning how it's going to be a massive. So I don't want you to wait. So when we got the broadcast, some of you, please just take the necessary steps to begin to prepare your house. Listen, take some money out of the bank. The Lord been speaking on that. He done spoke on that so many times. Get you some money, because eventually you're only going to be able to get a certain amount. Amen. Amen. So let's begin to take the necessary steps. So let's make sure we have a balance in our life, and don't be like some. You get so spiritual deep, then you just get caught. Amen. You just get caught. Amen. And we want to make sure we're walking in reality and understand that things going to happen in this world. We can pray all we want to pray. We can pray, Lord, shout out, oh, turn this and turn that and all we want. But you got to understand, you're a visitor here. This is not your home. This is not our home. Even though we're here right now, but we are visitors. We are here temporary base, regardless if that temporary base is 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, regardless of whatever it is. In cases in these days, it's 20 years. Amen. It's in teens. It's in 30 years. Amen. So we want to make sure that even though we're here visiting, we use wisdom and we do what we have to do, saints of God. Listen. Because of this, my God Almighty, it's a question mark, is Monday afternoon will we be on broadcast? Emus on Tuesday morning. Amen. If we're experiencing bad weather and we're experiencing different things, no, it will not be no broadcast Monday afternoon. Amen. At the 7 p.m. broadcast, and also the 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning, we will not be on a broadcast. Amen. Amen. We will resume back on Wednesday at 7 a.m. Amen. We'll resume back on Wednesday at 7 a.m. Saints of God, is just a blessing for what God is doing and everything else. I'm finna get ready to get out the way. My God Almighty. And before that, listen, on this Sunday, I want you to begin to come on in. Bring your, we want to make sure we, family, we want to make sure we in our whites or black and whites or different things, our clergy attire. You know, God got something great for us, and God got something great for the family. So family, please, if you listen, please pass that on about your whites, black and whites, all white, all black, black and white, clergy attire, different things like that. Please, let's be ready. Let's get suited for that day. And let's keep our families and friends prayed up, especially in Florida. Amen. That going to take the impact of this great storm. Amen. Going to be embracing themselves to take the impact of this great storm. Amen. And don't think we out of the clear, because it's also predicting about category one or two by the time it hit get up to us. I'm telling you right now, I've been through all of them. Pastor done been through all of them, and I don't like not one of them. Cat one, cat two, or tropical, it doesn't matter. I don't like any of them. Amen. But nevertheless, we're just going to continue to prepare and make sure we are ready and we are safe, and we ain't going to wait on the last minute, amen, trying to do things, and that way we get caught. We go to rush and we get caught. We don't be prepared properly. Listen, okay, Pastor, you're preaching. Amen, amen. So get out. We got our powerful, dynamic mother, amen, Mother Jackson. She's going to get ready to pray, and I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way, because I know we got our very own Pastor Smith. Always come with words of wisdom, and always come with something that you want to give us to encourage us, you know, regardless of how it might be. We just thank God for giving out a passion in his heart. So God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I'm going to get on out the way and let God have his way. Amen.
Amen. God bless you too, Pastor Temple, this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I first come and give you the honor who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Sister Smith, and to Pastor Smith, and every member at the ADM. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you once more, almost I know how. Almost just as a child, God. First of all, God, we come to ask you to forgive us, God, for all our sins, God, all our shortcomings. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning that you continue to create in us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us, God. We thank you, God, allowing us just to see one more, another day that we've never seen before, God. We thank you for this day, in spite of all, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this day that you encourage each and every one of us to continue to push, continue to go forth like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you how you kept us safe all last night to this point. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God, because you've been so good to us, God. You've been so good to us, God, better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to lead and guide us, God, all our footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, this morning that you lift every minister up, God. Strengthen them like never before, God. Let them stay up on the wall, God. Let them continue to cry out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift our family members up to you this morning, God. Pray, God, that you continue to save them, God. Continue to deliver and set free. Continue just to shield you. Protect them, God. Open our eyes, God, that they may see in their ears, hear in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, even when this storm comes through, God. Get us prepared, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Keep us safe like never before. In Jesus' name we pray this morning, God. We give you all the glory and the praises, God. Oh, God, teach us, God, what to say. How to say it, Lord. Lead us and guide us, God. The things that we don't know, God, teach us the most in the name of Jesus, God. You lift up every sick and shedding person that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them safe. Heal in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus. God, we come to you. Come to you more and more, God. Asking you, God, to have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy upon us, God. Keep the blood of Jesus over us, God. Keep your hands upon our minds, God. Keep our mind regulated for us, God. When we don't know what to do, which way to go, God, show us. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. Give you all the glory this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you look upon us, one that's homeless, God. Don't have anywhere to stay. A shelter over their head, God. We pray this morning, God, that you be a shelter over their heads in the name of Jesus, God. But let them know, God, it's just a temporary situation. It don't have to be a permanent thing, God. We pray this morning, God, that you look upon our elders, Lord, everywhere, God. Continue to hold them and to love them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. The older women, God, the heads of wisdom, God. Let some young person take the time to sit with them that they can pour out the wisdom into them, God. And let them be able to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praises and all the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, Mother Jackson. Praise God for that beautiful anointed prayer. Amen. We give honor and praise unto God, who is the head of my life. Amen. Praise God. And I give honor to my wife, and I just like to tell my wife, happy birthday. Love you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Because what a privilege it is, amen, that God allow us to go through another year. Amen. Praise God. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. So to my wife, Sister Smith, enjoy, enjoy your day, honey bun. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to our pastor. Amen. Praise God. Temple and Leticia Spencer. Amen. To the ADM frontline. To the ADM family. Amen. Praise God. To everybody out there, internet and radio listening audience. God bless you this morning. I'd just like to say good morning, ADM. Amen. Praise God. Well, I got a little run-up. I didn't get it all this week. Amen. Praise God. But here's what I got so far. Amen. Wednesday. Amen. Wednesday, our own Pastor Spencer came with God's always up to something. Amen. Praise God. Get on the inside of God. Amen. Fast for your change. Amen. Praise God. Now, he nailed it with that one. We all could do that more fast for our change. Amen. Praise God. Then on Thursday, our very own pastor came back. Amen. He said, make serving God a lifestyle, not just something that you do. Amen. Praise God. But make it a lifestyle in serving God. Amen. And then God's a God of wisdom. Amen. He's a God of wisdom. And if you need wisdom, he says to ask for it, which he will give it liberally. Amen. Amen. And as you heard him a while ago, he said, this earth is not our home. Amen. Praise God. And that's something that, praise God, that we really have to attune to and understand. Amen. That God did not put us down here for eternity. Amen. It's only for a season. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And then he went on to say also that all of us have an expiration date. Amen. And so by saying that, he's backing it up that this earth is not our home. So you have an expiration date. I have an expiration date. Everybody has an expiration date pertaining to living on this earth. Amen. Also, he said prayer and fasting. Use of a metaphors. Amen. Praise God. And he kind of broke that down and kind of explained that a little bit. Amen. Praise God. So if you missed it, amen, you missed a little treat. Amen. Also, something we're talking about and not using the actual word or meaning is a metaphor, like nouns, pronouns. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Then he said, fasting flushes out all the impurities. Amen. Let me say that one again. I think the pastor liked that one. Fasting flushes out all the impurities. Amen. Praise God. And then he went to say, the body, the flesh comes under subjection. So when you pray and you fast, It brings that flesh under subjection so that the spirit man can go forth the more to do what it wants to do. Amen. Praise God for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. And then he said, the spirit is stronger than the flesh. Amen. Praise God. So what we have to do daily is kill that flesh. Amen. Through prayer and fasting. Amen. Your spirit is twined with God's spirit. Amen. Or should I say, your spirit is intertwined with God's spirit. Amen. Become an overcomer. Amen. Amen. Fasting and prayer goes hand in hand. I think I better say that one again. Fasting and prayer goes hand in hand. Amen. Praise God. And then he talked about access points in our lives that the enemy uses. Amen. So when we're not praying and we're not fasting and we're not having on our armor guard and not having it on correct and having it on tight, the devil finds these little access points, amen, that he uses to come in our life to cause chaos and disruption, amen. So we got to watch, amen, those access points because we need to pray and we need to fast more, amen, amen. And a part of that, what he said about that, is those spiritual arteries. Amen. Needs to be cleansed. Amen. Then on Thursday, our own brother Joe came, and he came out of Psalms 121:1. And he said, all of our help comes from the Lord. Amen. And that the Lord is mighty. Put God first, your preserver. God is your preserver. Amen. So that's my little rundown. I'm sorry, Mother Helen. I kind of miss you because I was on the phone with family. I'm from Florida, too, like the pastor, and that's where most of my family is. And we're trying to get them, you know, up out of the way up here with us and come to find out now we got it coming this way. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, I know that you all caught Mother Helen's drive-by. Amen. On Wednesday evening. Praise God. Now, this morning, I just had a little, and I won't be in your way that long. I just had a little thing about telling you about God will turn it around. He'll turn it around. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And coming out of 1 Samuel 17:1-58, we all know the story about David. Amen. Being the youngest son of Jesse and having the older brothers and how three of the older brothers went to war with the Israelite army, amen, praise God, and the king, amen, and how, praise God, how Jesse, the father, wanted to know how his sons were doing, so he told David to go up to the battle, you know, take his brothers something and find out how everything was going and come back and report to him, amen, on what is going on, amen, amen. But we also know the story about David being a shepherd boy, amen, praise God, how, you know, he had to fight off the bears and lions or these strong beastly animals, amen, that wanted to come in and kill and devour the sheep, amen, praise God. See, even then, God was preparing David, amen, in his young age, younger than what he was. He was being groomed and prepared, amen, for war, amen. And likewise, we are the same way, amen, praise God, spiritually so, being children of God, amen. And each and every day, praise God, that we go through something, amen, amen, God is grooming us, amen, praise God, to get to the next level, amen. And the more that we do the things, amen, that, praise God, the nuggets and everything that we get from our pastor and some of the other leaders from the Word of God, amen, the more we get to rise above it all and get to the next level, amen, praise God, amen. See, God is trying to get us to a point where we don't look at things in the natural, amen, because it's not so much the natural that causes us problems, amen, but it's that spiritual realm. See, everything, amen, praise God, that is going on in the spiritual realm is eternal. Man, so when we have our trials and our battles and everything, you can best believe it's coming out of that spiritual realm. The devil then went to God and said, hey, have you considered, amen, your servant James or Barbara or whomever? Okay, well, Lord, this is what I want. I want to go do this right here to them. Can I do this to them? And God, amen, praise God, being the Almighty God, has the last say-so in everything, whether it happens or it does not happen. Amen. So when the devil goes to God and asks him something about you, in particular you, amen, God will give him an answer whether he can do it or not. Believe that. Amen. Amen. Job is such a prime example of that. Amen. But if we hold on to God's unchanging hand, praise God, he said he will turn it around. God is going to turn it around. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we look at David. Amen. And David came out to the battlefront. And David is looking. Amen. And David saw what, amen, the king and the other Israelite soldiers saw, amen, praise God, looking at the giant and those people on the other side, the enemy, amen. But David didn't really see, amen, basically what they saw, because David was looking at the spiritual, amen. They saw a giant over 9 feet tall, amen. Think about it sometimes. Your wall is so tall, you can't get over it. Amen. You're looking at this great big old wall. Amen. Praise God. And you just can't get over this great big old wall. But they were looking at this giant. And it put the fear, amen, in the Israelite men in the army. Amen. And so he would come out, amen, and put a challenge to the Israelite army. Send me somebody out, amen. And then, you know, he will say different things, amen, trying to, amen, get them to come out, make them angry so they'll come out and fight him, amen. But when David came up and he seen all of this, and David says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming up here talking all this trash, amen. So the king and David was having a little talk and everything. And David basically, I guess, told the king, you know, he wanted to go out. So the king told David, said, wait a minute. He said, you can't go out there and fight him. You're too young. Amen. Praise God. So David said, well, I don't see it that way. I'm paraphrasing. I don't see it that way, king. You know, what I see is this uncircumcised Philistine, you know, talking trash against God's people. Amen. Praise God. And I want to go out and put a stop to it. Amen. So the king said, okay, you want to go out there and challenge it? Yes, sir. He said, okay, you can go challenge it. Let me get all the armaments and put on you and everything. So the king had all the armaments and everything brought over to put on David. And guess what? David could not wear it. It wasn't suitable armor for him to go into battle. He couldn't wear all that heavy stuff, amen. And don't it seem like us sometimes, we're taking all these things on our shoulders, praise God, things on our shoulders we shouldn't take on, and they're weighing us down, and we can't hardly get around, and we can't hardly move, can't hardly think or anything, because we have all this stuff on our shoulders like a gorilla on our back. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's the way David felt when they put that heavy armor on him. Amen. It just wasn't going to work. Amen. So David knew, amen, praise God, that he was in his element. God had blessed him and brought him up in his element. So David said, oh, no, king, I don't need all of this. He said, all I need, I got my slingshot here. And David went over and got three smooth stones. Amen. Simple. Simple. Just something simple. Amen. Praise God. And he went over towards that Philistine giant. Amen. That Philistine giant started talking trash to David and even cursed him and told David that he was going to feed him to the dogs. Amen. And so David, amen, praise God, wasn't going to have all that. And so David let him know, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to cut your head off. Amen. It's hard, but it's fair. I'm going to cut your head off. And you know, that's what David did. So when we think about, amen, the surmountable odds sometimes that we come up against, and remember this, it's only a test. Amen. Know that God is going to turn it around. Amen. Because the only thing we have to do is plant our feet on solid ground. Amen. Get in position. Praise God. Get in alignment. Praise God. Pray and fast sincerely unto God and believe what you're praying. Amen. In the spiritual, that is going to happen. Amen. And God will turn that thing around. No matter what it is. Amen. Cancer, God will turn you around in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, God will turn you around in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, God will turn you around in the name of Jesus. Bursitis and all these other things, gout, God will turn you around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So know this, that we serve a mighty, awesome God. And when he said he will do something for us and he instructs us on how to go about, amen, praise God, to get these things, amen, then that's what we need to do. Amen. Amen. Who said life is fair? Well, down here on this earth, it ain't fair. Because when we was put down here, we was put down here with Satan and the other angels that were thrown out. Amen. From the beginning. Amen. Praise God. But know in your knower, amen, know in your knower that God will turn it around today for you and for me. Amen. You got to go on now faith, right now faith, amen, for him to turn it around and believe it. Praise God. So David, the little shepherd boy, amen, came out and defeated the Philistine giant Goliath. Amen. Because he looked in the spiritual and not the natural. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's my nugget for today. God will turn it around. If only you believe by faith, amen, and in the spiritual, and do those things, amen, that we've been instructed to do, amen, praise God, in God's word, and he'll turn it around for you and me. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Have a God-blessed day. And listen, for Atlanta, be safe out there. Amen. Be safe. Do what the prophet has instructed you to do. Amen. Praise God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I think I need to say that one again, Pastor. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God bless you. Back into the hands of our Pastor Spencer.
Amen. Amen. That's where the scripture lines up at. If you obey the prophet, you shall prosper. So many people don't took that and use it for self-gain and don't use it that in the wrong interpretation. This is what the Lord is talking about with that scripture. Obey the prophet. prophet, you shall prosper, because they're going to give you insight from God. It's not coming from just out the top of the individual head or something like that. Even must the prophet got to obey the word itself. Amen. I could sit here and tell you all, but if our house is not prepared, we're going to get caught as well. So it's not just for one. It's just really a source where God is just giving information to, using someone to get information to, but that person got to listen to God and going to have to obey instruction itself. So that goes for me. So every single thing that pastor is saying with you all, I'm going to be doing it for our own home as well. Yes, we will be filling up the tub. Yes, we're going to make sure things is right for outage. We're going to make sure we have our water. Yes, we got to make sure we have the same thing. Listen, before I bring the family on in to go ahead, and I know our own Mother Helen, probably OG is on the line, and wish our own Sister Smith a happy birthday. I want to send this song right here, shout out to her. Happy birthday to you. We want to take a few minutes, send it out, then we're going to open up the lines for our family. Amen. Amen. Everything you're doing, Sister Smith, we're thanking God for you, and also continue to be that great wife that you are to this wonderful husband that you have, and we know that he is a great and awesome man, and when you have that, you have somebody working up behind the scene. Amen. We thank you for everything that you do. We bless God for you, and we just want to tell you the happy birthday, not the traditional way, but we just want to tell you happy birthday and let God shine this light upon you. Amen.
I love you, and I'm sure you would agree. What could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood.
Thank God for it. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. My God, I see family coming in and pressing one. So we're going to go ahead and open up the lines and let the family go ahead and come on in. We're going to bring on first our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen. You over there.
God bless you, Pastor. Sister Bob. Oh, I love you. I've been knowing her now for over a year, and she hasn't changed. She loved me from the very beginning. I always made sure that Mother Helen was taken care of in every way. God bless you. May God continue to shine his love upon you. Enjoy your day. It's such an honor and a pleasure to even see another birthday. So happy, happy birthday. And God bless you. And may God continue to bless you with long life and good health. Love you, love you, love you so very much.
Amen, amen. Thank God for Mother Helen. Amen, amen. We're going to go ahead and move to our next caller. God bless you. And I think this minister, Juanita, God bless you.
Yep. God bless you, Pastor. Happy birthday, Sister Smith. You're a beautiful lady inside and out. I haven't known you that long, but since I've been knowing you a couple of months, I've seen the inside of love in you and outside. You are a beautiful lady, and I love you. And have a great day. Enjoy it, and be happy.
Amen, amen. We thank God for her. Is there anybody else? My God, I see more family. Let me go ahead and buzz you on in. God bless you, your own family. Sorry
happy
about
birthday.
That. 5373. God bless you. You're on air. God bless you, caller.
Happy birthday, woman of God. Hey. Pastor, I so love you. You have an excellent spirit. I love the work that God is doing in you. May you be blessed.
Amen. For Prophetess Pastel. Amen. We thank God for you as well. I know Sister Smith. Thank God for you as well. God bless you. Next caller, 7930. God bless you. You're on the air.
Good morning. God bless. Happy birthday, Minister Smith. I wish you well. Wish you many, many more years in your endeavors. And just continue to walk the walk. Hallelujah. And God bless you. I love you. And I see you. And I thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Carol. Amen. We're going to go back at the top of Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Happy birthday, Sister Smith. Each and every time I see you, you still have that same lovely smile upon your face and so much love to give. So I pray happy birthday to you and that you continue doing what you're doing in Jesus. Happy birthday once again.
Amen. Amen. Listen, family and friends, if there's any more, I want to go ahead and send a shout out to our very own Sister Smith. We go ahead and give her a shout out on a special day. Amen. Amen. And I just thank God for and thank God for what He is doing with her. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. 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 So if it's Sister Smith, Pastor Smith, if you got Sister Smith on, we'll let her go ahead and share the final remarks. God bless you, Sister Smith. Happy birthday. I guess that's a little grandchild there, little baby. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes. I just want to, first of all, thank God for allowing me to see another year. I thank God for just being a part of this ministry. I thank God for all the love that's in this ministry. And I thank God for how He's going to use this ministry. And Pastor, I just thank you and First Lady for all the love and for welcoming us. So everybody, just thank you for all the love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And everybody have a blessed day.
Amen, amen. We thank you. We can take the time out, but we can embrace you on your day and all over the world, family and friends, all over the world. We thank God for you and also our family and friends internationally. I know you might not be able to see them, but yes, they send you a happy birthday and sending you and thanking God for you as well. Saints of God, we just thank God. We just give God the glory, my God, and I don't want to miss anyone. I think we got everyone. Amen. And we just thank God. Listen, let's make sure we check up on each other. Let's make sure we have Pastor going to be doing the same thing and making sure the family and different ones, everybody is safe. Amen. Let's begin to walk in wisdom, saints of God. Let's begin to walk in wisdom. Amen. Let's not be so holified to where the Bible talks about where we are not no earthly good. Amen. I want you safe, but I can only do so much as to sound alarm, but I want you to be able to be safe. Amen. Just not sit around here and wait on the last minute on Saturday and Sunday and see what this thing is going to do. Saints of God, I'm telling you, if you're in that cone of uncertainty, you want to make sure you implant you are preparing, because this thing is miles. And when you look at it, I'm telling you, it's just for the center of the eye what they be showing a prediction. But if you're in that cone of uncertainty, they dealing with the eye. Which way the eye? My God, the eye is the peace inside of the storm. You hear me? That's the peace of the part. That's the part where you don't have no rain, no wind, or no anything. That's a part to give you a break. But it's outside of all that miles and miles and of it that is really will get you. Amen. And I want you to begin to be safe. I want you to begin to be, amen. We're going to be calling our mothers, and we're going to be calling you guys. And our pastor definitely going to be on the phone and checking in with you guys and making sure you guys okay. Anything we do need to do to help you all. Amen. Just don't want to be just so spiritual deep to we're not natural, mindful to things of this earth. Amen. Listen, saints, don't be in these lines. Don't get into these rush. Get up this morning. Start making your move and start doing things today. Amen. God bless each and every one of you all. We love you. Once again, happy birthday, Sister Smith. God bless you.
Happy birthday.